Can you guys hear me? Hi, Riz. Hi, Riz. Wait. In order to let me know that you guys can hear me, can you use the Iris space tag? This is not me trying to shill anything or anything. This is me just legitimately curious if you guys can hear me or not. Good morning. 聞こえてます。ありがとう。Thank you. I am currently chilling in front of my computer, but my parents are like, "We need to go out. You're gonna leave us in a few more days. We need to go out." And I'm just like, I've been going out every single day while I've been visiting home. I miss home. I miss home, guys. この実家に帰ってから毎日出かけてます、アイリス。偉くない？偉くない？ボリュームチェック、ああ。おはよう。Yes, おはよう。It's probably like what? Like 9 a.m. in Japan. That's kind of, yeah. I never wake up at times like that unless I have to. Wait, I just noticed I ran out of water. Fudge. How are you guys doing? Have you guys listened to a Gravity? And it seems that nobody here is understanding me. Am I not alone? I'm not alone right now, right? Yeah. MV just uploaded yesterday. Lots of hands in the MV, yes. Is it worth opening? I don't know. I don't think I can do a Twitter space for too long. I have to go out like in probably like 40 minutes from now. It's probably gonna be less than an hour. So, 多分ね、3、40分ぐらいしかできないと思う。これ以上やっちゃうと、早出かけるよって言われるからダメ。I can use maybe the, whatchamacallit, the Twitter, ooh, no, not Twitter. I can use either the Iris space tag for chatting or the free chat. I guess I can also look at free chat in front of the computer right now, so. How's your break been? It's been great. I have been trying to get stuff done during this break, but in general, it's been a break. I told my parents that, during this break, I don't want to talk too much, so. I don't want to talk too much, and that I. What was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. And that I want to save my voice, but my parents are very talkative, you see? And if I start like trying to stay quiet and try to answer to their questions and stuff like that with like nodding and body movement, they're gonna be like, "What's wrong with you?" That's kind of how they do things, so I end up having to talk a lot. So I'm hoping that when I get back, I can actually go on complete silent mode. I miss you all. I miss you guys too. Where did you participate in the Splatoon Fest? Is the Splatoon Fest still going? Like, I wasn't able to like play too much Splatoon because for some reason, like my house Wi-Fi is like super weak. Like it works, but it like disconnects like half of my matches. So like I'm on Team Water. I was able to play like, I don't know, maybe like 12, 13, 14 matches. But not enough to actually like complete my my board for Splatoon Fest. I brought my Switch. It's like, ugh. Wait, I can actually. Is Splatoon Fest over? Oh, damn it. I think it's over. Wait, are we. Is it? Wait. Oh, no, 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 no. It's still going. It's still going. I could play Split. No, I won't be playing Splatoon 1 during a. Doing a. I keep saying stream. A space. I haven't been able to watch any anime either. Like, literally, nothing. I've been pretty much, like, going shopping almost every day. You know, like, those the kind of shopping where, like, you know, you wish you could stay in the car, but they're like, no, you have to come with. It's, you know, it doesn't feel right if you stay in the car. We can't keep the air conditioner on while you're in the car. You might suffocate in the car. No, we can't leave you in the car. But I'm just like, I want to stay in the car and touch my phone. But no. So I basically just, like, follow my mom. Mom's like, oh, this is nice. I'd be like, yes. Pretty much buying, like, you sound like me when I was 8. I haven't really changed mentally since I was 8. I haven't. So, I've been doing great, though. Any updates on stuff? There has been updates on stuff. Some very exciting updates that I don't think I won't be able to really say much about, but updates. There has been a couple things that's been stressing me out in general, but, you know, I'm just trying to think, I'll worry about that when I come back. I'll worry about that when I come back. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to not think about too much stuff right now and just enjoy my break. First to go out and socialize. Yep. First to go out and socialize. And whenever, like, you know, I go in a restaurant with my parents, for some reason, my mom likes to make me, be the person that says, table for three, please, under blah. It's like you're an adult now. You can say stuff like that, right? Be like, yeah, of course, I have no problem saying that I need a table for three. That's totally fine. But at the same time, I'm just like, why don't you guys say it? How do you not remember anything when you were 8? 8 isn't like, I don't know. I feel like my memories when I was 8 were just so vivid. There was just so much going on when you're a kid. Because when you're a kid, you know, you have a lot of stuff you need to do. They force you to have an eventful life when you're in elementary school, don't they? I feel like I remember so much about my elementary school days. Like, unnecessary stuff, but... But yeah... Some things, you know, going on that it's just like, eh. Did you find the shabu shabu waiter? No, I didn't. I've been going to a different shabu shabu, but I don't think our favorite shabu shabu waiter is there. And there was another shabu shabu that I wanted to go, but apparently that closed down too. So sads, very sads. And now my parents are like, is there anything else you want to eat over here? And I'm just like, not really. I just want to stay at home. But, I was able to eat, my favorite pasta. I was able to eat Sbero, something that does not exist in Japan land. But... yeah, that was good. Sparrows, spaghetti, and meatballs. My whole family likes to say that, why do you like sparrows so much? But we ordered, like, this bread that was really good. I think it was called a stromboli or something. Said stromboli had very good reviews from my parents. So now they can't make fun of sparrow like they used to. I love sparrow. I have not been able to read any manga, honestly. Honestly, no. Cheesecake Factory, nope. It's always very busy. It's always very busy. I can't go. I really want to go before I go back from my break, but I don't know. That's the only thing that I haven't been able to, think about. I nearly screamed in VC with my friends when I saw the notification for the space. Don't scream. Don't scream. I'll be back soon, guys. I'll be back soon. I feel like the day of me coming back has been like, I think it's been solidifying. Like, nothing set in stone yet, really, for like the exact day I'll be back. But I think there's a good chance that it's gonna be a certain day. So, yes. Like I said, most likely I'll be back in a month from the day I came back from break, or a little bit earlier. I don't know, somewhere around there. So next week, I don't know. I do not know. Have you gotten tanned from going outside so much? Yes, I have. I have gotten very tanned. My parents are saying I was so pale. You don't go out. I've gotten very tanned, but the only thing is, in the car a lot. Pretty much a lot of it is just being in the car. And yeah, pretty much in the car the whole time. But, we still get those UV rays from the car when the light shines in. And when you're sitting in the I don't like sitting in the front of a car. Have I ever mentioned that? Like, I guess maybe it's just a habit from when I was like a kid. I always sat in the back. And now my parents are like, "Oh, you can sit next to the driver, or like my dad." And I'm just like, "I want to sit in the back. I don't want to sit in the front." Like, it's just so bright, like when the sun shines through and just like fudge, ma bullshit talkie, I don't like that. And it's also like kind of rude to touch your phone while someone's driving, right? But if you're in the back seat, nobody knows if you're touching your phone or not while they're driving. So I like sitting in the back. What about you guys? I like sitting in the back. Sit in the back seat. Gotta make my mind up. Which seat can I take? Oh, oops. Sorry, I wanted to go to the free chat. I don't wanna sit in the front. And yeah, you also get more exposed to UV rays if you're in the front. I like back seating. I don't like I mean, yeah. I like back seating too. Actually, it's Sunday. It's a Sunday over there? Interesting. How is it rude? I don't know, like, you're not appreciating the fact that they're driving you for you. Is what I've been told by my mom. Like, oh, you're just treating me like a taxi, sort of vibe. So I like to sit in the back. Also, when you're riding a taxi, you never sit in the side seat, right? You sit in the back seat. Yes. I haven't talked about cars much or something because I don't really ride cars that much in Japan, but that's something that I think a lot of us should probably agree with, unless I don't know, unless you like looking at the scenery from the front. Then, and apparently, the passenger seat on the side is actually the most dangerous seat in a car if anything ever happens. Apparently, yeah, that's like the seat that is most vulnerable to injuries, is what I've been. I don't know where I heard that, but I'm pretty sure I heard that somewhere. Like, the driver's seat is actually the safest because since you're the one controlling the car, You know, if you ever get in danger, you kind of know like a couple seconds ahead of time to brace for impact. But if you're in otherwise, yes. That's why it's very exciting. Why do you want excitement in a car ride? I don't get that. I don't get that. As a kid, I used to try to think that car rides should be really exciting, like kind of like how everyone's so excited when they like ride a roller coaster or ride like a theme park ride. And I'm just like, I'm gonna try to pretend that this car ride is a theme park ride and enjoy the the trip. But it never, for some reason, it just doesn't feel like that. Like, it's honestly, our cars should probably be faster than roller coasters. I don't think roller coasters are generally that fast unless you're riding like a Fuji Q Highline roller coaster. So technically, when you're in the car, it should be much more thrilling and faster than a roller coaster. But you never feel that. I wonder if it feels more like a ride if it was like an open car. I used to think as a kid that open cars were cool. Now that I think about it, that was kind of stupid, because if it was an open car, what would you do when it's raining, right? Yes. But if you had like the thrill of riding a car like a roller coaster, it's honestly just really dangerous. Honestly, just extremely dangerous, and never, you should never feel like that when you're in a car. You should never feel like that when you're in a car, but I don't know. Kids don't think much. Kids don't think much about their safety and whatnot. They just kind of do whatever. Like, they used to climb trees and not think about, oh, what if I fall out of this tree and break my bones? No, you never think that as a kid. Now, me right now, if I were like, I need to climb this tree, I'd be like, no, my clothes are gonna get dirty. Have I ever told you guys about how like I used to love ice skating as a kid, going to the local ice skate rink to skate as an elementary school kid. But then I went skating like a few years ago for the first time in a long time, and I couldn't find the courage to go sweeping through the skate rink. Like, I would like just be touching, I'd be like holding the walls for my dear life the whole time, and like shivering like a newborn fauna. Ice skating is so fun though. Before, when I was a kid, I used to like bang myself against the wall. Like, you know how like you don't like a lot of people don't know how to stop on their ice skates. I know some people know how to like do the slide drifting thing to keep themselves from to stop themselves, the stopper, but I wasn't that good at skating, no. So I would just slam my whole body against the wall to stop myself. Like, bam, and it's like, yeah. For me now, no, I don't think I have the courage to slam my body against the wall like that. Just let the wall stop you. I don't know how to stop on skates. Poor wall. Isn't that what the wall is for? It's a barrier to keep you from going nuts. Face tanking. I've told you guys about my personal fear about ice skating though, is that if you ever fall down and like have your hands on like the ice rink with your fingers like out open, and if some random person decides to skate close to you and like skate over your fingers, ooh, that sounds like a Final Destination plot. That's why whenever I fell, I tried to fall on my butt and not have my hands on the skate rink. Imagine. Those ice skate shoes are sharp. They're like weapons. All those people skating around you, they're life-threatening. Life-threatening objects that could possibly ruin your life. Try to think it like that, and you can never ice skate ever again. Or never, I mean, ice skate in a crowded place ever again. That's me. That's me when I overthink. Oh, no, my yuppie yuppie. Yes, yuppie yuppie. When you sasageo your yuppies to someone other than Korone senpai. Oh, I want to talk about one thing that I went shopping for. One thing that I got from this trip that I personally wanted to share was, you guys remember that cutie pin? You guys remember that fabled cutie pin that you've only heard in legends and stories about a certain Nephilim? I found a pretty pin. A pin that says pretty on it. That looks pretty. I'll post a picture in like really soon. A certain pin that instead of cutie, it says pretty on it. You guys will see it when I post a picture, but おしゃれな声って何? おしゃれな声って何だろう<笑>君おしゃれな声してんねとか急に言われたらさ、ありがとうっていう、なんか反応にしかならない気がする。なんかさ、なんかエレベーターとかの中でさ、結構海外とかだと、なんか、あー、って随分おしゃれな格好してるねって、ありがとうございますとか言われそうだけど、もしエレベーターの中で、 急になんか何階にしますかとか言った後におしゃれな声してますねお姉さんとか言われたりとか、うんって逆にダサい声って何<笑>逆にダサい声は何だろう。But yes, I got a pretty pin, so now I can be cute and pretty. The cutie pin is real. It's real. It's real, guys. And guess what? The pretty pin actually is a really good stopper for my hair. Like it pins very nicely. Like it grasps my hair by its tongs very strongly. Feels very nice. Anyway, sorry, I accidentally opened a tab I did not want to open. Yes. Sorry. I'm just trying to ego search. Ego search, but my computer is far away, and so I'm typing with one finger, which takes forever. Have I mentioned that the sports festival white team won? And I'm so happy about that, even though I almost jeopardized our win.
日本語独特だけどおしゃれの声って言いたいことわかる。え、そう。え、ちょっと嬉しい。ちょっと嬉しいかも。
Do you have any pets at home, Iris? No pets allowed. No pets allowed in our place, sadly. Very sad, but my parents are really, really, really like cats. My whole family is like cat crazy right now. I love cats too, but oh my goodness. I don't remember my parents being such big cat fanatics compared to before. Before they used to always say dogs, dogs, but now they're saying like, ooh, Nico! Nico! Yeah. So, but sadly we can't have any pets. We'd probably love to, but nope, not allowed. Many places are like that. You scored the most from me and you were clutch, was I? I didn't mean to, like, of course I didn't mean to screw up with the relay, but no turtle? I don't know, I feel like if it was a turtle, you could get away with it. But if it's a cat, I don't think you can get away with it. Be like, and your neighbors will rat you out. Be like, I hear cats next door. But turtles don't make any noises, you know? Turtles don't make noises. You don't hear a turtle going turtle. You don't hear turtle noises, right? So quiet animals, I feel like if we were to keep any, we'd be able to get away with it. Dogs definitely know they make noise. I hear loud dogs from like a few places across the street. I hear barking 24/7 and I'm just like, huh, I wonder how the owner is handling that. But yeah. Used to have really cute mice. I think I've talked about that before. Turtle does make noises. What sort of noises do turtles make? Even I think bunnies, I think we could get away with the bunny. Bunnies don't make noise, right? Do they? They don't say pyon when they jump, right? I don't think they say, they don't go pyon. Or I don't think they say peckle either, so I think we could get away with a bunny if we were to keep one. But it have to be quiet animals like that. I don't know, if I were to have a turtle, I want to like a land turtle. You know, one of those turtles that grow really humongous? If I could do anything, I would keep a land turtle and have it like just stroll around in the house and like ride on it and stuff. Take me to places on your very slow feet. Bunnies scratch hella hard. You could just say that you're scratching the walls because you're agitated or something. They have no proof if it's an animal or not. You just say it's, oh, I tend to have this scratchy, bad habit of mine when I go to sleep and scratch the walls to ease my mind. I'm pretty sure, don't capybaras, aren't they kind of like humongous guinea pigs? Guinea pigs are loud. You mean a tortoise? Wait, tortoises and turtles are different? What? Aren't they the same thing? They're not? I mean, I know they're not the exact same thing, but aren't they kind of, you know, like the same thing? Don't you call those turtles too? I think you guys are just being very specific when you say, those are called tortoises. But you can call those turtles too, right? I think you can. Tortoises are dry. Turtles swim. Tortoises are the land turtle. Tortoises have actual feet and live on land. Turtles have flippers and live... Wait, they're different? They look... They're not called turtles? They're like frogs and toads. I thought frogs and toads were the same thing. What do you mean? I thought toad is just like a separate, like, I thought it was just a breed of frog. Is this like the kind of like how, like, you know, even dogs, like if there was like a Pekingese and a bulldog, you wouldn't call them both dogs, you would call them a Pekingese and a bulldog sort of vibe? Wait, my mind is blown. Are you serious? I thought they were just like a separate breed, like dogs. No? Frogs and toads are different. Are you serious? Have any of you guys actually, like, dissected a frog before? You know how, like, in a lot of TV shows or, like, in like, school settings, like, they always show kids, like, dissecting frogs for biology class? I've never done that. But it's so sad. Frogs are cute. You guys have seen that frog that's like, that like cries in the sand and looks really cute, right? Like the sand something frog. I don't wanna dissect a frog. Why? You could learn biology without dissecting a frog. What will dissecting a frog do for your life? Right? If you're going to be a butcher, maybe that would help, but for most jobs, I don't think you necessarily need to know how to dissect a frog. The angry one. Yeah, that angry one that goes pee! Like, it doesn't sound like a frog, but it's really cute. The rain frog, yeah. The rainforest frog or the rain frog. You learn what organs look like. You can learn that from pictures. And why do you need to know how frog organs look like specifically? If you want to see organs, don't you want to see the organs inside of you instead? But that doesn't mean you want to dissect a human, right? You gotta learn how to cook. That's only if you want to be a butcher. Only for butchers you have to do that. And I think I am being slowly pressured to end the space so that my family can go out. I am slowly being pressured. So, how long have I been talking? Wait, have I been pronouncing butcher wrong too? How long has the space been going? Is there a way to see? I cannot see. Never put a tortoise in water. I know that. I know that they're not water aquatic. Does anybody know how long I've been not streaming? Spacing? How long have I been spacing off, guys? Like around 30 minutes? Is it been 30 minutes? 31 minutes. Dang. You could watch a whole anime episode and still have 9 minutes left. Dang.
英語の発音突っ込まれてるし。そうなんだよ。私ね、読んだりとかもちろんそういうのは言葉理解できるんだけど、なんかよくね。
I do know that, yes, there are bodies you can dissect in med school, but that's med school, they're being doctors. But yes, just 1 minute. Oh, you wish this was only a minute. But yes, I need to go. I need to ta-ta, go and ta-ta now. Say ta-ta for later. I'll do another space probably during my break sometime. But yeah, my family wants to spend family time, so I'ma head off and get changed. Yes, changed. Have I told you guys how my mom screams at me to get out of bed every day? Say, hurry up and get up. Stop lying down and touching your phone. You know, it really feels like I'm back home. It really feels like that. When you hear the nagging of your parents to get out of bed, it just feels like you're back to when you were a kid. But yes, I will see you guys again soon. Yes. Don't miss me too much. Don't miss me too much. You will get more Irish later.
日本語喋って。日本語何喋ればいいんだろうね? おしゃれな日本語喋ります?
おしゃれな日本語。今ちょっと待って。おしゃれに日本語の言葉を考えようとしてる。 何が流行ってんだろう? 何だろう? なんかおしゃれな言葉ない?
You're actually at home, I am.
なんかおしゃれの言葉思いつかないな、全然。 まあいっか。 日本語は喋ってるから、それで達成か。 達成です。
で、 Tell my push Anaris I love her. Anaris is already gone. Anaris was only here for like a week. I'm sad that Anaris is gone. But I had a very fun time with
the whole family when she was around. But I think your message will still reach Honoris, because yes, Honoris will probably listen to this eventually.
I miss her already. I'm still here. What are you talking about? Yes, I'll come back soon. もうすぐで戻ってくるからね。だからあんまり寂しくならないようにみんな頑張って。毎日頑張って。
アリスも休暇中頑張るから。うん。
では、See you guys again soon! Yes. But virus. The virus. Because my parents are like, hurry up and finish already. Virus!
how do I finish this again? Was it like... God, I rarely do spaces. Okay,
Oh, end. End. Endress.